Blog Talk Radio.
The world premiere podcast.
The Attic.
Yo, these cats, the Attic, man. Yo, that's them kids out of Jersey. Yo, they funny. Yo, they keep it tight real, son. You gotta check them out. Wednesday night, Block Talk Radio. Yo, they funny.
It's Wednesday night, and welcome to the premiere podcast, The Attic. Co-producer,
oh, this joker be locking it up.
Messenger,
he real tight with God.
Baby girl,
oh, she got facts on facts.
Baby bro,
he funny.
Nurse Carmen,
she be keeping it real.
And Sister Tippy,
got all research on lock.
Sit back and let us entertain you for the next 60 minutes. Good evening, podcast audience. It's co-producer, Wednesday night, 9 p.m., and it's time for the premiere podcast, The Attic. Yo, Kaz, I was trying my Frankie, my, what's my man name from BLS back in the day? Yeah, that was my Frankie Crocker
Chris
intro.
Crocker.
Yeah, is that working, or should I go with the rah-rah? Hey, good evening, everybody. It's time for The Attic, again, weekly. Me and my Jersey family, we get together and we talk about shit that's going on, and we try to bring it to you in a perspective that makes it comical. But when you finish laughing, you'd be like, yeah, that's some bullshit right there. So in other words, we want to give you news, but we want to give it to you as entertaining as possible. Hey, how's the cast doing tonight?
I'm great.
Everybody's
good. All right, great.
Okay. I see I got my muscle on out of Jersey. What's up, big brother Al?
What's good, everybody?
All right, man. Hey, listen, tonight we got a 30-minute show for you. Last of the 30-minute shows in the test pilot that I'm running. But tonight, let's start right off with a nigga that used to be funny. I don't know if he's still funny or not, but Netflix is offering Eddie Murphy $70 million for some stand-up specials. You think Eddie's still that funny?
We shall see.
Absolutely.
You think Eddie can still bring it like that?
Absolutely.
I don't know, man. Always. All right.
Well, you're funny. He just ain't been out there for a while, but this is a lot of people give him the credit. So you know, you got game. You think Michael Jordan still play basketball?
Hell yeah.
Okay. What's the difference?
Yeah. Okay. All right. But I'm saying they offer him like
it's a big difference there when you haven't did stand up in about what 25, 30 years. So he has to get that vibe back. Yeah. He has to get a show, you know what I'm saying, to
same way Michael
go out
Jordan
got to
work out
and
a little bit.
Yeah.
Excuse me?
All right. I kind of get that. If you're funny, you always funny.
My sentence? Somebody just finished my sentence?
Yeah, was it? That was your big brother.
How did I
handle
that?
That. Yeah, that was your big brother. Handle that. Go ahead.
No, I'm just saying. Yeah. I didn't get that.
I don't have no shit popping off on my radio show, man.
I didn't catch that.
Watch the hey, messenger. Baby bro tried to check
yes,
like
sir.
He was a grown man. That nigga said, who that finishing my sentence? Yo, speak up. Say your name. go ahead, baby bro. I'm done.
Go ahead. I was just curious. I didn't want to interrupt things. Go ahead. Back to the topic.
$70 million is a lot of money, and I got to believe, I'm sorry, if they offer him $70 million, they have seen him do some shit that, I mean, if he's funny, he's funny. And I think if he probably got one or two more stand-ups in him. But at some point, you know, you making people laugh ain't what you going to do. So he probably got one or two more stand-ups in him.
Red Fox was, what, 105?
Yeah. And he was always,
you know,
good,
mean?
For a laugh. Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
He actually said he was going to go to some of the local clubs and practice his stand-up routine. He said he was also aware of what, you know, how the world has changed. So some of his jokes are going to have to be, you know, reevaluated. But you can't make fun of homosexuals and stuff like that like you used to.
I mean, what says, if you Eddie Murphy, you can. Because they know it's part of
his
name.
No,
no, Eddie can pull that shit off. Nah, Eddie can do that.
No, he can't.
Yes, I bet you he can.
No, he can't.
Yeah.
And nobody
can. I bet you.
Nobody.
I'm just saying, they would laugh. I think they would get a laugh out of it. Won't be trying to whip Eddie's ass.
It depends on how he's coming at it. But they can. There are people making homosexual jokes. It's just how you present it.
You see what they did to Kevin Hart? They shut him down. I mean, you know, then he's going to be
exactly.
The Oscars or whatever.
Yeah, they're going to be so. They're going to judge that. They're going to judge his show so. The critics are going to look at that so hard.
Man.
His show's going to be judged so hard. Trust me, he's going to have to come really, really correct. He really is, and it's unfortunate, but he is because he's been gone for so long.
Listen, Eddie said, "Look." I didn't come for you. You came for me.
Exactly.
Remember that.
Exactly.
Yeah, I didn't come for you. Yeah, I'm going to give you the best I got, and I'm sure you're going to laugh. But if some motherfuckers get their feelings hurt in the process, I mean, come on. We laughing. Laugh that shit off, man.
Yeah, they came at so Kevin Hart, but remember, Kevin Hart was up and coming. So he got some more years that he's trying to do. And as the co-producer said, Eddie said, hey, y'all sit for me. This is what you get when you sit for me.
But because of who he is and the fact that he's been gone from the game for so long, you're going to get all the stars are going to come out. So everybody who's going to be in that audience, all the critics are going to be there. They're going to come out to see him. And the critics are gonna judge him real harsh because of who he is.
No.
And the
fact
that he's been gone from the game.
Most importantly, you have to do a show that's appeasing to everybody. You can't get in there once again doing gay jokes that's gonna piss people off because hold it. That can make or break whether or not this comeback survives. If he don't watch it, he can be another what's that guy named? Louis C. Kang?
Watch this. Eddie said, I'm over here chilling. You about to toss me $70 mil. Who the fuck who making the comeback? I'm good. Come on. You
no,
gave me
right.
$70
I didn't
million.
Come to y'all. Y'all came to me.
Yeah.
Y'all came to me. Right.
I think Eddie's going to be more like what you saw David Chappelle did. Dave Chappelle came back, and Dave Chappelle is still funny. He can still get it off without and doesn't have to use some of the same stuff that he did in the past. Because, you know, Dave Chappelle was just raw. But
I think he's going to do well. I think he's going to do well.
Too.
Yeah. So you're not getting the same Eddie Murphy today that you
it
got 30
matter.
Years ago. No, I'm just
that's
saying.
You ain't getting the same Michael Jordan either.
That's what some people are going to be looking for, but you're not getting
that. No, they're not. Watch
well,
this.
I mean, well,
those
they,
of
shouldn't,
us,
they shouldn't be looking for the same
those
Eddie.
Of us
they shouldn't
that,
be.
Yeah. Those of
that's
us
right.
that rocked out with Eddie and Raw and shit like that, we old enough to know that Eddie going to be funny, but watch this. Eddie going to say some jokes that some people just ain't going to get right away. Because he going to reach back to that era. But, yeah, Eddie going to be fine, man. And if he ain't, Eddie said, look, I go back to doing what I was doing before y'all gave me the 70 mil. I'm good. So you don't invite me back. I'm all right with that. But, you know, when I was a letter carrier, I got to tell you my quick Eddie Murphy story real quick. When I first went to join the post office, I'm delivering mail up in Englewood Cliffs, and I was Eddie Murphy mailman. I wasn't the regular, but I was delivering mail, and I seen Eddie, and I called out to him. I'm like, yo, Eddie, like he was my nigga. Yo, and hey, he looked at me, man, and wouldn't even say hi, man. That hurt a little bit. So I'll deliver this mail. I don't want to tell you.
No. And he showed you no love. He showed you no love, no nothing.
None. I mean, I'll say more bullshit. No, no.
I ain't going to the show. He don't be doing my brother like that. I ain't going to.
I'm
the
with
show.
You.
No,
yeah,
I'm over that shit now.
Mother.
You sure?
Yeah. I'm over it. Yeah. That was my Eddie Murphy.
You sure?
Moment. Right. I'm positive. Yeah, I'm positive, man. Yeah, I'm positive. I'm good.
Well, I mean, well, back in the day, he was back in his day. I think he's humbled now. But I mean, back in his younger day, he was arrogant.
Nah, but he couldn't give me a hello. I'm sorry, man. I'm the mailman.
You know, I think he has since. Yeah. I like to think he has since matured and humbled a bit. But in his younger day, he was arrogant.
Yeah,
hey, but
got
you know what?
10 kids. He better be humble.
Him and Stevie, you know, they're in a race. Well, let me ask you. Let me ask you a question before we stay too long with Eddie Murphy. Eddie gonna be fine, but is the nation gonna be fine? I happen to. I'm taking a sharp left hand turn here right now. Did anybody catch them damn debates the last two nights?
Well, tonight is the second night, isn't it?
Yeah, I didn't catch last night. I seen little bits of it, but I didn't see last night.
Well, see, tonight debate, they should have just left everybody home except for Harris and Biden. Yeah, I mean, I watched the first 20 minutes, and that's what that was. Harris-Biden, but I honestly don't think either one of them going to be around for the primary. Because I'm going to tell you something.
Really?
I don't think either one of them going to be around or going to get elected, going to get selected. But I say this to you, my boy Cory Booker. Cory, I'm trying to hold on, man.
He on the night, man.
I know you on the night. I see them. Yeah, I ain't feeling him like that no more, man. I don't know, Cory.
I'm glad to hear it.
I'm just saying, I ain't feeling him like that no more. And it's so funny,
if
man.
If you'd listen to us 2 months ago,
he from Jersey. He from Jersey.
I understand that.
The man from Jersey, so. I figure he better than everybody else, man.
I ruled him out when Brother Al said he was going to be running around the White House with his shirt tied in the front and the knot.
Watch this. That don't affect.
I still feel the same way. That's right.
He said, I still feel the same way. Okay, so now watch this. Now he can relax a little bit. Cause I don't think he'll be available for the next round. And it was so funny, man, because even like when they did the intro, it's like 10 jokers up on the stage. I guess they started from the least important, the least important one to Joe Biden, because he capped it off. So if he was the first person called, I guess that's the same as saying, why don't you go home now?
Hey, brother co-producer, you talking about the first one? Is
both,
that the one you talking
tonight,
about the first debate?
Tonight is when Joe Biden was on. Yeah, I just caught excerpts. No, wait a minute. So, but you had one last night, you got one tonight.
Right, but
correct.
I don't think it starts at 10.
I live in Ohio. I started at 8.
It's on right now, actually, on CNN. And
yeah.
Oh, it is. Oh, okay. Oh, all right.
Where you at, Messenger? What's it? You in between?
Are you
in between galactic worlds and shit?
Yeah. I'm not here right now, bro. All right,
come on.
I'm not here right now.
Yeah, Woosah. Bring it on down. Woosah.
Because
you had me thinking. Now, wait a minute. I know I watched it, but if my big brother said it didn't come on, then fuck it. It didn't come on, man. So you,
well, no, last
I was getting ready to erase that shit out of my memory, man.
Hey, last night, did it come on at 10?
Well, see,
it did.
I didn't see it.
Now, last night, you had Elizabeth Warren.
Right.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Tonight is Biden and Harris.
Harris
are the two. Right, they're on now. Biden's talking right now.
Yeah, all right. You're kind of breaking up too there, bro. But yeah, I watched a little bit of. Excuse me, I watched a little bit of it, and again, the after the intros, it was just funny, man. Oh wait a minute, before we go to the intros, they had like they got a three person panel. Is this the same panel from last night with my man Don Limon?
Yeah,
it's a totally. Oh, you
wait
mean
minute,
the people that's doing the interviewing?
Yeah, nobody watched the panel.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's
the same
people. Okay, everybody got to do their little thing, and they passed the mic over to the brother, and he got to introduce all the candidates like it was an NBA basketball game.
you
got to watch. Yeah, you got to watch the intro, man. They should have just put a soundtrack to it, you know, and they call. That's how he called them out. But I thought it was, comical personally, but. From on a deeper issue, I personally think the Democrats acting like a bunch of punks, man. And again, I'm going to stay with the party. Don't get me wrong. They'd have to go far, far, far overboard before I would even contemplate that Republican shit. That's not for me. Yeah, I want no seasoning there. But the Democrats, man, I don't know, man. They don't impress me at all. When I look at my political affiliation, I just look at they're just nowhere as bad as the other party, but they're not good. So, you know, I think that yo, Corby, you let me down on some major shit. And let me tell you something. This might sound surprising to people, but me personally, I don't think Joe Biden can carry the ticket, man. I think the only damn thing Joe Biden got working for his ass is he hung out with Barack for 8 years. And I don't think that's going to be enough for him. Unless some kind of way he promised the American people that Barack will take a job in his cabinet. But I don't think Joe is strong enough to carry that shit. I don't. Who disagrees with me?
Well, what do you think about Kamala Harris or Warren?
I you know what? I kind of see Warren or somebody else, because Bernie be getting real spastic on you, you know. But I like Bernie. Don't get me wrong. But I don't know. I see Warren or somebody else being formed out of the crowd. But I really do not see it being Bernie Sanders or Joe Biden. And I'm not trying to act like I'm no goddamn clairvoyant medium or no shit. I'm just saying that's just my feelings.
Look at you.
So you don't see Harris either?
I don't know about Harris. See, again, everybody dirty. Because Harris did dirt before, I think Trump's organization can throw enough money at her, she'll do dirt again. So if she becomes, you know what I'm saying? Based on the dirt that she did, allegedly did. I think, this is just all me giving you how I feel. All right? So... It might be 1,000% wrong, but that don't change how I feel. No, I don't think Harris would be around that long. And I think that watch this. Although Trump is probably one of the, and again, because they ain't proved shit. We all know it, but they allegedly, whatever that word might be, one of the dirtiest presidents we ever gonna have. I believe that this gonna sound stupid. I believe his camp could get enough dirt on Harris to shame her out. Because I know she got dirt. So, again, right now, I know somebody said that shit from day one. I'm kind of leaning toward Elizabeth Warren.
Oh, man, you got fucking amnesia, somebody. I said that, nigga.
I know y'all said the shit, all right? Wait, I know you.
Whoever can win the black vote is going to help win this election, because black people are going to have to come out and vote this election, and in particular black women. So whoever wins the black vote, get black voters on their side, is going to win the election. And the only one that's trending is Biden with blacks.
Oh, fuck
the rest of them, black people don't associate with. and no matter what they say, it's just not resonating with black people. And especially older black people are going to side with Biden because they feel comfortable because they saw him with Barack. Now, I'm not saying that's the right thing to do.
No.
They've seen him there. They're comfortable with that.
They've seen him with Barack, they've seen him with Barack, but they old enough to know Joe wasn't always on the side of voting for shit that's going to help a black man. I mean, let's call it what it really is now.
They also understand that, too, because they lived during that time. Anybody black living through that time when that went down with Biden understands the situation that the country was in. So you kind of understand that. It's the young blacks that you have to worry about looking at that, and they may not be too forgiving.
Some damn millennials.
Right, because the older blacks, they forgiven, and like Brother Al said, all they see with Biden was that was Obama's road dog, that was his vice, so if he was good enough for Obama, he's good enough for us. And that's part of the reason why right now he's the only candidate with 50-something percent, 60, 70% of the black vote. And
that's why
he's in the lead, because of the black vote.
Let me ask you this. If Obama was to endorse somebody, who do you think that would be? Would it be Biden?
See, that's what I was just getting ready to say, baby, bro. If Obama don't soon come out and let it be known that he backed Biden, I bet you Biden don't hold on to it. And if,
Obama's not going to endorse anybody until the primary is over. Because he's good with Biden. Warren was his dog, you know what I'm saying? It was his girl. That's why he put her in charge of that. He had her set up the division, consumer affairs. He had her set that up. Because he knew, you know, just she was about her business. So that's one of the reasons why he's not endorsing anyone just yet. He loved Biden, but he knows
that
there's some other people out there.
That's that political shit. Let me tell you something. Hey, Barack, if you're listening to this podcast, I'm sure you are. Listen, if you got a candidate, man, endorse him. I mean, why we have to wait, what, because you might be wrong? Nah, that's part of the process. If you endorse Biden, get behind that ass, man. If you don't, then your voice is going to be important. If right now, for real shit, if right now, I'm just saying, say Barack fell down, he bumped his head. I mean, just a little bit of brain matter came out, and then he woke up and said, "I'm gonna support Cory Booker."
See, but normally, as a president,
bullshit. I'm saying. Yeah,
You don't get involved like that.
You should get involved. I mean, you know what I'm saying? No, but I'm just saying,
another thing you're supposed to do is, as a current president, you're not supposed to talk about a past president. And as you can see, that's what this knucklehead is doing almost on the daily.
I think it's better the way it is. I think they just let it play out. And then when he sees, you know, what's the strongest candidate, then he would come out. Which it's going to be Biden, trust me. Because blacks are going to have to vote heavy this election. And blacks, I know my black people. Trust me.
If Biden don't get Barack out soon campaigning or some kind of commercial or some kind of something to let us know that, yeah, this is my dog.
It's too early.
See, that's what I'm saying. See, listen, man. I know in the political landscape I don't exist. But I'm saying when it came out, you pick a candidate. That's my man. I rode Cory Booker till he broke down and let me go. But you know what? Now I got to get another candidate. No, I'm not going to hold back. I could have just kept that to myself and saved myself a little podcast shame. But no, I didn't do that. But you pick a candidate and you back your candidate. And if he lose, then you stay true to the party. That's what I believe.
What Obama is saying, because he know that people are counting out what it is that he say, don't let me be the me one person be the one.
You
that's,
know.
This is why he has not endorsed anyone, because you've got to find out for yourself.
No.
Who's
hell
like.
No.
We've got a
that's
new,
simple.
We got a lot of candidates.
No.
Let
me ask you a question.
To endorse somebody, by the time the elections roll around, that all that shit will have went away.
So
you
got
to jump in at the last moment to get that person.
Go ahead,
that
brother.
Boost.
I'll talk to
you had practice being wrong anyway, because I remember correctly, for years you were a Dallas fan. You see what happened with that shit, right? You switched.
I hear that.
Yo. See? Oh, shit. Hold on, man. Hold on. If you going
to
go like that in front of my family, it ain't
making them decisions. So stop it right now.
Wait a minute. Hold. Excuse me a second, audience. I thought you welcomed me. No,
you
man, I thought you welcomed me over to Big Blue. No, hell no, man. Hey, watch this. If I had like a white glove right now, man, we probably have to be in the middle of the street, man.
Like in Dallas or like in Cory Booker. But I'm going to fuck you anyway.
Hold on. Let me get my oxygen back, man. Hey, but anyway, listen. But again, I think that I'm losing faith in the I'm losing favor in the Democratic Party. Now, I say this now, and I'll always say this. Hey, you know what? See, I got a reminder right here that at midnight tonight. I'm sorry. This is what you can do sometime as a co-producer of a local podcast. At midnight tonight, one of our cast members will have a birthday, and I'm pretty sure they started celebrating already. So, hey, cast of the Addicts, let's all say happy birthday to Sister Tippy. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday
to you.
Yes.
To the co-producer, let the process work its way through, and then you make the call on that. But to jump in right now, we still got a year to go before it's time to get one. So
it don't matter.
Go through everybody we got and see who the best one is.
Now let me say this
thing.
Okay, we're going to let you have closing remarks. Sister Tippy, you're going to get to take us home because it's your birthday.
You're not.
Okay, well, I'm going to pass this.
All right, I got it.
I know you got it. Wait a minute, hold on.
I had a birthday 2 weeks ago, and mine wasn't announced and shit, so I don't know. Maybe I need to say something because I'm feeling a certain type of way.
Get out your feelings.
There you go. You said you was going to let me say something, and then you told me no.
Bridge, build a bridge.
Okay. Oh my goodness gracious! I forgot what I was going to say. Hey, but listen.
Come on, it's 9:28.
All right, hey, Sister Tippy, give us some happy birthday words tonight.
Hey, you know, I got to agree with Messenger on this one. You got to let it ride. There's a reason we call it democracy, and there's a process. And we want him out just as badly as anybody else does. You can't just run in and pull the man out by his weave, you know? So we're going to let it ride.
Hold up. Did I hear a bunch of sexual innuendos? You got to let it ride. You got to put it in and pull it out.
No, sir, you did not.
Oh, okay.
But what's right is right, and the truth will prevail. We know that cat. We know what he's up to. And thank you for the birthday wishes. And I pray that the best of your todays is the worst of your tomorrows. God bless you all. Thank you for everything.
All right.
Somebody just speaks like she's running for office. You got my
vote. I vote. You got me. Everybody vote no.
Thank you,
hey,
fam.
But listen, we got 10 seconds left. So on behalf of co-producer in Hodge to Hodge on Blog Talk Radio. We thank you for coming out and joining the podcast tonight. and
that's radio voice.
Thanks for hanging out with us tonight. Hey, good night, family.
Good night, everyone. All
right, Frankie.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, Frankie. Good night.
Happy birthday, Tippy. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday to me.
Don't even
worry
about
the birthday story. You know, my next door neighbors, they're lesbians, and they was asking me what up. My birthday was like the next day, and they was asking me what I wanted for my birthday. Hello? Anybody there? They gone?
Yes. I'm here.
Oh, okay.
We all.
I told them.
I don't like it.